His name was Zheng He. Sometimes he's referred to as Cheng Ho, and he was from China. About the giraffe, an interesting anecdote there. When he brought the giraffe back to China, some people thought it was a mythical creature called a Qi Lin, and by bringing it back to the new Chinese emperor, the thinking was that this showed the new emperor had the favor of heaven to rule China.
And you said this admiral was a Muslim?
Yes, and his personal story is fascinating. Zheng He was born in southwestern China to a Muslim family. In the late 1300s, he was captured by Ming soldiers who were fighting the Mongols at the time, and he was eventually brought back to the Chinese capital. He was castrated,
ouch,
and he became a eunuch servant to the man who would become the first Ming emperor. He put Zheng He in charge of the Chinese Navy.
And so we're talking the early 1400s. I mean, just this is like 100 years before Columbus, Christopher Columbus, sailed across the Atlantic, right?
Exactly. And the Chinese armada was definitely the dominant naval power at the time. They had the biggest ships. These armadas were hundreds of ships, up to 30,000 some sailors. Zheng He led these armadas throughout Southeast Asia, South Asia, all the way to the east coast of Africa, where those Somali pirates operate today.
So getting back to what modern China is doing there to deal with the pirates, what kind of naval force is the Chinese Navy sending?
That will include two destroyers fully equipped with modern weaponry. They'll have missiles, helicopters, specially trained troops. They will be escorting mostly oil tankers. China gets more than half its oil from the region, which is explains why they're there. They will be conducting anti-pirate patrols. Interesting quote from a Chinese commander today in the state-run Xinhua news agency, and perhaps he was invoking the spirit of Admiral Zheng He when he said that he fully expects his forces to engage in firefights with the pirates, and that one Chinese special forces soldier could handle several enemies with his bare hands.
All righty then. The world's Matthew Bell with the answer to today's GeoQuiz, which is
China.